Next up, Judy Reeves, En Route, Beginning the Journey.
So many first-timers, thank you to all you first-timers for coming and for reading your work for us tonight. All right, this is from my memoir. After Tom died, I moved from our place in San Diego's backcountry with its orchard of avocados and citrus back to the beach where I felt more at home. I bought a condominium overlooking an estuary where I could sit on the balcony and watch seabirds come and go, tides shift in and out. I wanted to live to a different rhythm than the Santa Ana winds and tule fog that marked the seasons in Jamul. It didn't happen just like that, Tom alive, whistling as he worked with McGill in the orchard, laying irrigation pipe and stomping dirt around newly planted avocado trees. Then Tom dead, and me living alone in the condo overlooking the estuary. For a few years in between, I kept our business running, had an off and on affair with a man I didn't trust, traveled to New Zealand and Australia with my best friend Camille, and to Europe with my daughter Amy. Despite the loss and grief and confusion, I'd created a new life, a very full life, in fact, maybe too full. When I stopped long enough to reflect, to be still and listen to my body, to close my eyes and become conscious of my heartbeat, my breathing, tears would inevitably form, and an ache lodged in my throat that was different from the physical manifestation of grief I experienced when I was most aware of Tom's dying. A sensation seemed to come from a deeper part of me, a mysterious kind of longing buried beneath the surface of my too full life that pushed for something more. But I knew it wasn't more I wanted. God knows I already had more than I could handle. What I wanted escaped definition or category or even language. An ineffable yearning of the kind I imagine has set many blind seekers on a path to they know not where. Then one spring day in 1990, 3 years after Tom's death, as I sat on the balcony of my condominium, sun glittering the water, shore birds flying in and out, I heard his voice from a long time before, from when we first found each other, when we were at my home in Cardiff by the Sea, just up the hill from where we'd had our first date, a lunch that lasted into sunset. He'd built a fire in the fireplace and tossed in sprigs of juniper that crackled with an aroma he said was Canada, his home. With a voice that preachers long for and actors envy, he leaned in close and whispered in my ear, "Now, when your heart says, go." The idea came as though on a sea breeze, as though dropped from the wings of one of those seabirds. It came fully formed and unutterably irresistible. Sell the business, sell the condominium, sell the car, get one of those around the world airline tickets and go. Just go. Thank you.